You are listening to Image Description for the series The New Office, O'Shane Howard, Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Produced by the SummerWorks Festival, Toronto, Canada. Audio described by Rebecca Singh of Superior Description Services. Sheldon and Carolyn, Evolution Fitness Training. O'Shane Howard, Canada 2020, copyright of the artist, digital photograph with an aspect ratio of 4:6 in a portrait orientation. This color photograph is a portrait of Sheldon and Carolyn from Evolution Fitness Training. The physically fit black man and woman grip a kettlebell which is set between them as they gaze directly into the camera from behind a wood desk set outdoors in the grass in front of a treed area. The majority of the color palette of this photograph are greens, and there is a blaze of royal red at center. I will describe this photograph from the bottom up. The lowest quarter is typical wild ground cover for the Toronto area. It is a mix of overgrown grasses and plants such as Dutch clover, crabgrass, wild plantain, and purslane. Spray painted onto the ground is a white social distancing circle, a ring as wide as an ID card of white paint spanning 2 meters or 6 feet in diameter. Centered in the circle is a 1 meter-wide writing desk made entirely of honey-colored brown wood. It is positioned so that the opening to sit in is facing us. At the top, it has one wide drawer with 2 square-shaped knobs set apart and skewed on an angle. Underneath the desk at either end are 2 suspended platforms, presumably for a desktop computer. A brace stretches between them where the desk user supposedly could perch a foot. Sheldon and Carolyn's legs are mostly obscured behind either end of the desk, but standing on the left, Sheldon's bright red sneakers pop. Moving upwards now to describe the rest of the lower half of the image. The desk holds a variety of work-related items. In front of Sheldon at left is some merch. A folded pair of gray track pants with the Evolution Fitness logo down the leg. The word Evolution is in red over the word Fitness, which is in white. Lying on top of these is a black belt with Sheldon Scott written on it in white, beside the Evolution Fitness training logo. A red circle with a figure with toned shoulders flexing its biceps, arms bent in the air at 90 degrees, and hands in fists. In front of this figure is another figure in light gray with arms at its sides. At the center of the desk is a clipboard with a thickness of 75 sheets of paper on it. Behind this is a black kettlebell with Northern Lights and the number 45 written on it in white. On the right, in front of Carolyn, near the front of the desk, is a broccoli head-sized yellow blob of what is presumably fake body fat. Behind this is a chunky, frisbee-sized heart rate monitor with 2 hand grips. This is presumably a portable heart rate monitor for training. Behind this, more fake body fat. Behind the desk, Sheldon stands at the left. He is tall and slim and has a mustache and graying beard. His head is clean-shaven, his lip is upturned in the slightest of smiles. Shadows play across his forehead, and the right side of his face is dotted with sweat. He is presumably in his 40s and is muscular with large shoulders and thick arms. He wears a gray tank top with the Evolution Fitness training logo across the chest. He wears dark gray moisture-wicking technical training pants. His left arm hangs at his side, and his right grips the left side of the D-shaped kettlebell handle. He wears a black wedding band on his left hand and a watch with a large circular chrome-rimmed watch face. Carolyn grips the right side of the kettlebell with her right hand. She has a ring with a chevron shape on her middle finger. Presumably in her 40s, Carolyn looks directly into the camera lens, jaw set. Her hair is waist-length twists, and it is gathered on the right and swept over her left shoulder. She has a slim, powerful physique. She wears a black t-shirt with the Evolution Fitness training logo. The logo figure colors have changed. The figure with strong shoulders showing their biceps is now black, and the figure in front is white. She wears high-waisted black leggings with the right side of her shirt tucked in. Her left hand rests on her left hip, and she wears a wedding ring with a large stone. Behind them, presumably just beyond the back edge of the social distancing circle, is a tall backdrop of rich red fabric, the same width as the desk, and extending one head above Sheldon and two heads above Carolyn. It is suspended between two folding stands visible on the left and right. Behind their heads, the backdrop has caught the shadows of tree branches, which fall across it cascading diagonally from the upper left to lower right. On the outside of the circle, the ground cover is a bed of rust-red dried pine needles weaving between thick tree trunks. The area is quite shaded. One thick tree trunk, speckled with shadows, is just past Sheldon. Its base begins at his waist level. In the forefront, on the left edge of the photograph, parallel to the backdrop, is half of another tree trunk beginning at Sheldon's mid-thigh level. On the right, outside the circle, are bushes and distant trees. The top half of the photograph is crowded with the dense crowns of the trees. In the foreground is the top of an eastern white pine, and its branches reach from the left edge all the way to the right with a slightly upward slope. The top left edge is dense with green foliage, and tufts of rust-brown dried needles here and there. Moving towards the right, patches of clear blue sky penetrate the density more and more. The tree crowns thin, and at the top right are triangles of clear blue sky. I will now read the interview between the photographer and subject, which is displayed on a small round table in front of every viewing social distance circle at the in-person event. Post-pandemic and its effects causing governments to enforce building closures, how have you utilized nature to resume running your business? A focus for Evolution Fitness Training is building a healthy lifestyle. With the government forcing businesses and buildings to close, we had no ability to train our clients face-to-face. In turn, we asked our clients to utilize household objects around them and activities like outdoor park walking and running to help them with their workouts. Besides using it as an alternative workspace, how has the pandemic made you more in tune with nature? What has nature taught you about yourself? We converted our in-person sessions to teaching classes online. Due to the lack of weights and exercise equipment our members had, we coached our clients the ways that they could use the outdoors, stones, bricks, and things around the house to get their workouts completed. It worked. Nature has taught us that we don't need a lot to get what we need done. We are so used to having $1 million worth of equipment at our disposal, but when that was taken away from us, we had to stay healthy with our own body weight, with items we wouldn't normally use to build muscle and to stay in shape. We can do a lot with a little. If you can pick a movie title to best describe your business post-pandemic experience, what would it be and why? The movie that best describes our business post-pandemic is Avengers Endgame. In the movie, the villain was able to extinguish half the world's population, which left the world in chaos. Many people lost hope, lost loved ones, and their connections to each other. We are currently in a time where physical connections have been lost, and there are many people looking for a way to get in shape and build those connections again. Although there are still people that are afraid to enter the gym for safety reasons, we found that a large number of people are just focused on reconnecting and getting back to how things were before. If at all, how has the past helped prepare you for the present climate? How will the present climate prepare you for the future? The past has taught us how to connect with people. It taught us how to be social and communicate without physically seeing or being close to someone. With the ability to make a phone call or send a text or communicate via social media, that has helped us to prepare for the current climate that we are currently in. The present climate has prepared us for anything, really. Our business can run with or without a building. The present climate has shown us that with some hard work, we can continue to help thousands of people achieve their fitness results wherever they are. If trees could talk, what would they say to you about how you've treated them as part of your new office? The trees would be proud of the care we take in our new office. We encourage our members to do their workouts outdoors whenever possible. We end all of our virtual classes reminding our members to go for runs and walks outdoors and to enjoy nature.